Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Our mission today is to give you a quick but comprehensive look at the articles your students are engaging with.
That's right. If you're a parent or a teacher, we want to give you some practical starting points for discussion, pulling from current events, economics, and even a little philosophy.
Let's jump right in with a really fascinating story about adaptability. It's called Beep. Baseball allows the sightless to enjoy America's great game.
And it's incredible. I mean, we think of baseball as a visual sport, right? You need 20/15 vision to be elite.
Right.
But this version is built entirely around sound.
So how does that work exactly?
Well, the balls have chimes inside them, and the bases actually beep to guide the players. It allows people like Zach Shipp and Joe McCormick, who both lost their vision, to play at a really high competitive level.
So a great first discussion point is about technology and inclusion. You know, how can we use tech to break down these kinds of barriers?
And the second point is really about resilience. The joy these players get from returning to a game they love is just, it's a powerful thing to discuss.
Okay, next, we're pivoting pretty sharply to economics. The article is, as AI companies continue to balloon, investors wonder if bubble might pop.
Yeah, there are some pretty serious concerns here.
The numbers are, frankly, staggering. Something like 40% of the S&P 500's value is tied up in just 10 tech companies.
10 companies, and they're all in on AI. We're talking NVIDIA, Microsoft, Alphabet, and they're taking on billions in debt to build out data centers.
So they're betting that future demand will cover today's massive costs.
Exactly. But you have figures like Nobel laureate Darren Acemoglu warning that if that demand slows down, the whole thing could be a house of cards.
So the conversation here is, what even is an economic bubble? And how do you tell the difference between real growth and just, you know, speculation?
That's the core question. It's a great way to discuss risk.
Now, for a more politically and legally complex story, we have an article about a probe into Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth.
Yes, over an alleged kill everybody order against a suspected drug smuggling boat. This is a bipartisan investigation, which is key.
What's the central legal issue at play?
It's the rule of law. The allegation is that suspects who could have been arrested and prosecuted were instead targeted to be killed. Legally, that's a huge problem. It could even be considered a war crime.
And the Pentagon and President Trump have denied it.
Yeah.
So you have conflicting stories.
Right.
Which brings up a great impartial discussion topic, civic trust. When you have official denials versus anonymous sources, how do you as a citizen decide who to believe?
From law to lost luggage. A much lighter topic. The article is, lose your luggage, check the airline, then check Alabama.
I love this one.
Yeah.
So 99.5% of bags do make it.
That's a surprisingly high number, yeah.
But that last half percent, if it's unclaimed after 3 months, ends up in a store in Scottsboro, Alabama.
It's called the unclaimed baggage store. The airline reimburses the owner first, up to about $4,700, and then sells the bag. The store's owners call it an archaeological dig.
You can see why. It's a cross-section of what people all over the world carry with them. Sometimes they find wild things, like the Hoggle puppet from the movie Labyrinth.
So beyond just the logistics of it, you can talk about what these items say about our culture. What do the things we carry reveal about what we value?
Okay, last article. A huge win for the box office.
Yeah.
Zootopia 2 runs wild over Thanksgiving box office.
A massive win. It grossed an estimated $559.5 million worldwide in its opening weekend.
And the really interesting part is the global breakdown.
Exactly. The North American take was about $156 million, but in China, it made $272
million. Wow. Nearly double.
Yeah. It just shows how critical those international markets are for a film's success.
And that leads to a great discussion on media trends. You can ask your student, when a movie hits like this, creates this kind of momentum, how does that change what studios like Disney decide to make next?
It completely dictates their strategy. And to wrap all this up, students also saw a quote from Socrates today.
The unexamined life is not worth living.
Which is really the perfect lens for all these topics. It's an invitation to think critically and apply that kind of inquiry to the world around us.
It encourages that self-examination. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into the articles your students are reading today.
We hope these points really help you start a great conversation.
We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.